What's good, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of Small Talk, the Small Talk podcast, man. It's been a while. It's been a long, long time since you've seen me. You know, life has been happening, bro. Life has been kicking my ass, for sure. Not kicking my ass. Like, it's been blessing me, but it's also been kicking my ass. It's been a lot. It's been a lot of time. So, honestly, with this podcast, I've been super inconsistent, bro. I was looking at my podcast the other day. I was looking at the numbers, the analytics. I appreciate y'all, by the way, because, like, the last episode I dropped, yeah, people were listening to that. Like, that thing almost had, like, a good amount of plays. Like, most plays on the podcast, for sure. So, hey, I appreciate y'all for listening, whoever is listening to that part of the podcast again. But, for the most part, the reason I've been so inconsistent, honestly, it's just because, work, bro. Work has been a lot, bro. Luckily, right now I have a new job, so it's not going to be as much time hassle, back and forth, blah, 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 whatever, right? So I have leeway now, but bro, I was at a point with work. It's not even tax season, and I'm still working like 60, 70 hours, bro. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. So, really, and just trying to, like, you ever just work so much and you keep working, and you realize you're not even living life anymore? Like, you're just working. I really got to that point with this job that I had before, that I was just working so much. So much to the point where I can't even like focus on other things. I'm going to bed working. I'm waking up, I'm working, like I'm thinking about work, even if I'm out like with people, like, or I'm just going out to like the grocery store or something, like something just to get my mind off work. I'm still working, bro. So that really is the sucky part about the whole thing. But like, now I got a new job, I'm moving. So I was like, man, I got time now. I could really now focus on the podcast again. I could really get back into my podcast bag. Because when I was consistent, I'm not going to lie, I was doing pretty good. I'm just saying. I could be better. I could be a lot better. But like, it's really just about consistency. The more you're consistent, the more better the podcast becomes. I mean, like, look at, if you go back to the previous episodes, when I was like consistent, like dropping every other day, because I think when I started, I was doing Tuesday and Thursday. I was doing pretty good. But yeah, so life was just life in for real. I wasn't really trying to like do too much. But now, like I said, I'm in the process of moving, I'm trying to find a new place. Moving up to New York City or New Jersey, depending on the place. Job is in New York City, so it's exciting, it's new, it's refreshing, it's a new job, pays a lot more. And now I get to actually like enjoy my life. I get to go out, do things more, and just really have that work-life balance for real. And now I'm gonna focus on CPA, focus on this, and yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. Hey, man, but if you are new to the podcast, you know, you could get this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to your podcast to. I still remember that SoundCloud has podcasts now. I don't know who's listening to a podcast on SoundCloud, but if you are, hey, shout out to you. Beyond a shout out to you. That's insane. But yeah, let's get into the topics, man. I'm not trying to make this a long pod. I never try to make long podcast episodes because, like, you know, it's just me. I won't lie, though. I've been thinking about the podcast for a long, long time. And I think I need another co-host. I'm not going to lie. I've been thinking about another co-host. I like doing this by myself because, like, I'm always the type of person I can rely on me. I don't know if I can rely on other people as much. It's not like I don't trust other people. I don't know if I could just, you know, being here at 7:30 right now, as we speak, 7:38 p.m. on a Sunday, and asking that person, hey, could you be in your room, or could you be at my place by 7:30, you know, ready to record a podcast and, like, you know, really try to do this. So that's always a part, because people always ask me, oh, I want to be on a podcast. But it's like, Bro, if you're not trying to be consistent, like you could be on it, but like if you're not trying to be like consistent, it's kind of like, do you want to be on it or you just want to like just because I want to really actually take this seriously, especially like now that I really have the time and the energy to actually put myself into this. Like I really want to be consistent. Like I really want this shit to grow. Like that was the plan before and it still is the plan now. It's just now, it's just before we just. You know, I was going through my master's. I was moving to Philadelphia. I was working my first ever career job. Like, and now, like, I've gone through all that. Now I'm still moving again and trying to get a new job. It's like, now I really just want to be able to work, focus on this, and anything else outside of that. Like, so, yeah. So I'm being serious. I might reach out to some people that I feel like would be serious and I feel like our energies would match. But until then, hey, this is just the first episode. It's just with me again, you know? And I'm promising myself, I gotta promise myself, I need to be more consistent. Every Sunday, 7:30 p.m., this is what I'm doing. I don't care who you are, this is what I'm doing. Leave me alone. But yeah, let's get into these topics for real. Like I said, not a long episode. We just wanna get some things off my chest real quick, just some things off my chest. And now that we're recording, now that you can see my face, I'm telling you, I'm thinking of some stuff, man. But yeah, so let's talk about Logan Paul and Dylan Danis, right? So if you don't know, Logan Paul is fighting Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter Dylan Danis. I don't know too much about Dylan Danis, so excuse me if I'm, you know, butchering his name for real or like not really knowing. I don't really know much about Logan Paul either. I wasn't one of those kids that watched, I mean, I was one of those kids that watched YouTube. I just didn't watch Logan Paul. I didn't watch any of the Paul brothers. So I don't know too much about Logan. I don't know too much about, oh my God, he said your girl got effed by 75 guys before you married her. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that's just a piece of like what's going on. So yeah, they're fighting on the KSI card, and KSI is fighting somebody else. Oh, Tommy Fury. He's fighting Tommy Fury. So ever since this fight was announced, so you know, like as boxers or as UFC fighters, you know, you gotta promote the fight. You gotta like, you know, people are always talking trash, doing their thing, whatever, whatever. Like they're always gonna be like, oh yeah, he can't fight. Oh, you a bitch, or oh, you can't do this. La da da. Like oh, you can't fight me. You're not tough. La da da. All that stuff. All that jazz, right? Or you're broke or whatever. So Dylan was doing that at first. You think? Oh no, I don't have the. So Dylan was doing that at first. And then he just decides to not only, I'm gonna have to do like half and half. Not only like come at Logan, but he's coming at his wife, well, his fiance now. We're just gonna do it like this. This is crazy. I should have set this up better, but like honestly, technical difficulties. I was supposed to live stream this, but it's fine. Whatever, right? So yeah, he was supposed to. So they're promoting the fight. Like I said, they're promoting the fight, and as you see right here, like look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. He went from promoting the fight to now bringing up his now fiance, and his fiance. Her fiance's name is Nina. She's a model. I don't know her last name, but she's a model. So she's taking pictures. He's basically posting pictures with all these guys, like everybody and their mama, like John Cena, like Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, I believe was her ex at some point in time. And like look at this, look at this, look at this. Oh my God, I might get copyrighted. But like look at this, look at this. Like he's just straight up making fun of her. He's saying she looked like Edge. That's crazy. That's tough. I'm not gonna lie. And like, bro. It's just more and more just like just more and more guys. It's just like it's all over his page, bro. All over his page. I hope he doesn't post anything crazy, like, 'cause at this point, it's just gonna be like it's GG's. But at this point, I might just need to release these images on a human level to save Logan from her. If you guys only know how nasty this chick really it's actually insane. But if I do, the fight will be called off and I'll be sued. Hard choice, bro. So he did, he tweeted that like a couple of days back where he said he got a pick where if he dropped this pick, hey man, all hell will break loose. Like the fight's done. His marriage done. He going to jail. Like Logan cannot be on the internet no more after this. And it's sad. It's very sad that he has to go to this deep level. Cause like, look, you may not like Logan Paul. I get it. He's not a likable guy, blah, blah, blah. But as a man, let's just be honest, bro. There's every man knows, look, you can make fun of me. You can talk about me all the fuck you want. You can say whatever you want about me. You can say the worst things in the book about me. Do not bring my wife or my kids into it. Don't bring any of my family members into it. That's the whole thing. Say what you want about me. Don't bring my family or my wife. And in this case, he was trying to promote the fight, Dylan. He was talking shit about Logan. And he said, you know what? We're just going to cross the line. I'm talking about your wife. Your fiance. And just pictures after pictures after pictures after pictures. So, like I said, I'm not too well versed on this topic. Not at all. Because I don't know any of them. I just know they're fighting. And honestly, if Dylan wasn't doing this, probably wouldn't be that interested in the fight either. But I say this to say this. Maybe I should look at the camera when I say this. Because I don't even think Logan's going to watch this. He probably won't. Probably will never see this. But like Logan, you have to win this fight, bro. Like, at first, it was like, okay, if you lose, I don't think no one's going to care. No one, whatever, whatever. Bro, you have to win this fight. Like, I wish I could zoom in on this camera. You have to win this fight. At any means necessary. Bro, to the point where I don't even care if you get disqualified for headbutting, using your elbows, low blow, like, I don't care. You cannot let this man get away with this. For everything this man is posting, you can't let him get away with this, bro. This man is posting your wife every day. Yeah, he has posted your wife literally every day. He's been talking shit about you every day since this fight has been announced. Every single day. Bro, it's even one where his wife is nude. I can't even show this. His wife, like, his girl's nude in this. Bro, Logan, you gotta win this fight, bro. If you don't win this fight, you can never be on the internet ever again in your life. You cannot pull up to the internet ever again. You might as well divorce her at that point. Because look, you are defending her honor. You're literally defending her honor at this point. If you love that girl like you say you love that girl, you better be in that gym 23 hours of the day nonstop, ready to go. I better see you knock this man out in the first round. No, nothing more, nothing less. Dude, bro, if it goes to decision, like a split decision, you could say it's rigged. You might be able to get away with that. People might make fun of you, but like, it was a split decision. So somebody could say, oh, hey, at least the fight was close, per se, right? If it's a majority decision, I ain't gonna lie. You might be able to get away with the rig, but like, that means, if it's a majority decision, that means, hey, he was beating your ass the whole fight. They just gave it, you know, they just basically gave him the fight, right? But if he knocks you out, Logan, if he knocks you out, bro, yeah, delete your accounts, bro. All of it. Delete all your accounts. You can keep your YouTube, because I know you probably still get money from YouTube and whatever. Bro, delete all your accounts. Your social media accounts, your Facebook, your Twitter, or your, well, X. Your Instagram, your Threads, your Snapchat. I don't care what it is. Whatever you got, delete it. Delete it, bro. Because, oh my God. Bro, you can't let them get away with this. You can't let him get away with this, bro. You can't. This is just disrespectful at this point. And him knocking you out will be the ultimate disrespect. But, bro, he he knows what to do. He knows what to do. So I'm a pray Logan gets the win. I'm a pray Logan actually gets one. I actually want Logan to win because I would hate for a man to go out like that. I wouldn't want to go out like that. I don't even want my worst enemy to go out like that because that's just cruel. He posted your girl, talking shit about your girl. He said your girl looked like Edge. That is messed up. Bro, win that fight. Win that fight for me. Win that fight for me, so I'm not feeling bad for you, bro. But transitioning into that, Twitter, to me, Twitter, or, well, X now, is kind of getting out of control. So a few months back, Mr. Elon Musk, owner of the Tesla, he bought Twitter, changed it to X. Well, actually, let's rewind. He bought Twitter. People left Twitter to go to Threads because Threads was made by Instagram. And honestly, Threads is a good idea, but no one wants to really go to Threads for real. It would have been a good idea. It's a good idea. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's definitely a backup Twitter, but no one wants a backup Twitter. Because if I want a backup Twitter, I'm just going to go to Twitter. But the thing is with Twitter right now is that Elon has it, and he's just messing everything up. He fired, like, mad people the first day, didn't he? And then he rehired some of those people because he realized, oh, I need those people to run this website. And then people that had a blue check, all the celebrities that had a blue check lost their blue check because now you got to pay for the blue check when you only needed a certain amount of followers for the blue check. But now you can get paid for having a blue check, which is not a bad thing. But also, now he's trying to get rid of the block button now, which I don't think it makes sense. And is it me, or there's just been a lot more adult content on X now that Elon took over? Like, is it me? Is it like, is my algorithm messed up, or is that like an X thing? I don't know. Someone gotta let me know, because like, I feel like I see a lot more X-rated content on, well, pun intended, right? I feel like I see a lot more adult-rated content on X or Twitter. I'm gonna stop calling it X. I hate that name. I hate it so much. But yeah, it's just like so weird. Like, what? Like, Elon takes it, then he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna unban everybody that was banned from Twitter." I was like, "Okay, I mean, I guess," but like, I don't know why you would do that. That's kind of insane. All right. I mean, shit. But like, yeah, X-rated content. You know, people pumping out their OnlyFans now. And speaking of that, right? A little bit off topic, but like, y'all go on Sexy Red's Twitter page, bro. I can't even show it because YouTube will literally kick me off their platform. Like, bro, it's just straight porn on there. Prawn. It's just straight prawn on there. Like, straight up, like, bro, go down the comments. Like, because she was like, she posted a picture. She was like, oh, why do I always post something and it's just straight people just, you know, showing me prawn in my comments? Why is it straight prawn in my comments? And you literally go in there? I'm like, I'm curious. Like, I was just curious. Bro, it's just straight prawn. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with people? Do people just have no shame anymore? They just don't care? They're just like, yeah, we're just going to show it? I mean, if you're getting a bag off of it, fine. But, like, if you're just a regular human being like me, that you're just showing it to the world just because, all right, bro. That's kind of crazy to me. I'm not going to lie. That's, you need help. I'm not going to lie. Go get a job, my boy. Unless it's your, like, private Twitter and you don't care. But, like, outside of that, Jesus Lord. But yeah, Twitter is just out of control. Like I said, more adult content. Dylan Danis being a menace. What's the tweets are called? The rent tweets, where the rent theory, where girls at the end of the month are making fun of men that are broke. Making fun of men are broke, or making fun of men. Basically, they're saying some stuff. And they're just like, they just need their rent paid, basically. And it's just like, bro, where has the world come to? Like, Twitter has really, like, fell off the rails, bro. Twitter just used to be a place of memes. You know, you might make fun of some people here and there. You might see some prawn here and there on it. And you just call it a day. You just call it a day. Now it's just straight OnlyFans prawn, or, I mean, my algorithm mostly like basketball and stuff like that. And now you got rent theory tweets. You got other just stupid tweets, bro. Like, who cares, bro? Like, can we just laugh about something throughout the day? Can we just have a meme? Like, bro, I was on I watch Love Island UK, right? I'm watching Love Island UK, and then, I really started like getting into it, probably like, well, this is season 10, so season 8 I got into it, and then so season 9 I started watching it live for real. So I started watching it live while, and then when I finished watching live, I would go on Twitter, which is a really bad idea, to just like see like what the popular opinion is, even though Twitter is never really the best place for a popular opinion. So I was looking, and yeah, toxicity. Love Island, UK, Twitter, the most toxic shit you would ever read in your life. Like, they go in on people. Like, you can mess up once and they will attack you, bro. So, context, right? There was a girl named Catherine, beautiful, dark-skinned woman, because dark-skinned women are beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, dark-skinned woman, UK, Nigerian, all the boxes checked. Every single one was checked for sure. So she was messing with this guy named Scott, white guy, coolin', whatever. Scott, I was kind of iffy about Scott. Now I'm like, Scott's cool, Scott's cool. But like at first, I was kind of iffy. I think he was playing a game. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think he really liked Catherine like that for real. I think he was just like feeling out Catherine. I didn't think he not like Catherine, but I think he was feeling it out. That's not the point though, right? So they get to this place called Casa Amor. Casa Amor is like, they get new people into the villa, meet new people, blah blah blah, whatever, whatever, whatever happens happens basically. So Catherine basically came back with a new man. Scott didn't come back with a new woman. I'm not gonna explain the whole show to you. You just gotta watch the show, right? So when Catherine came back with a new man, mind you, Scott is white, and this is the UK. Catherine came back with the black man, which I ain't complaining. Elam, I mean, I don't think he was the best guy for her either, but like, hey, I wasn't complaining. It's a black man. Black love for the win every time. And now we got so like I said, everybody was rooting for Scott and Catherine. Everybody was loving Scott and Catherine. Everybody and their mama. Even out here in the US, everybody's loving Scott and Catherine on Twitter. She brings back Elam. Bro, I never seen the switch up happen so fast, bro. So fast. Like, people are sending death threats to Catherine and her family type deep. People are on here calling her ugly, calling her this, that, the third. I'm like, yo, black men cannot win on this app. They can't win. They can't win. They can't win. Black people cannot win on this app, bro. Bro, like, and I won't lie, she was a little bit mean to Scott when she came back. She, like, Scott said some things to her and she said some things back. So they had a rift, but it came out later that they were actually pretty cool. It was just that first night. Well, first couple of nights, I ain't gonna lie, they were kind of going back and forth for a little bit. But by the time Catherine got kicked out by the public, she was cool. But bro, Twitter was on her neck from the minute she brought back Elam, a black man. They were on her neck for a good 2, 3 weeks of that show, bro. To the point where she even said on a podcast, like, oh, I couldn't like eat, I couldn't sleep, like I was like literally going through depression, 'cause like the world hated me. The world hated me because I didn't like this guy as much as I like this guy. And she was just following her heart. And I'm like, "Damn. What has Twitter come to the point where this is somebody, like a regular human being like me and you, right? Goes on a TV show to find love, mind you. Well, again, debate, because like I don't really fully believe in the reality love TV shows. But Love Island UK, I think for the most part, people got married off of that. So, right? To the point where you are so is it a parasocial relationship? If that's the word, you are so parasocially involved in somebody who doesn't even know you at all. Two people that don't even know, three people that don't even know, because three people are involved in this situation. They don't even know you, and you are choosing sides like it's your best friend. Like, oh, wow, you did Scott. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, F you, F your family. I'm going to send death threats to your sister. Like, bro, death threats is insane. I get it. If you can be mad, right? It's a show. You can be mad. I'm not going to lie. You can be mad. But I never got so mad to a point where I'm sending death threats, bro. It's not that serious at the end of the day. It's a TV show. It's not that serious at the end of the day. So, yeah, Twitter is just out of control, bro. Twitter is just out of control. I don't get it. I don't understand why somebody has to be all like parasocial relationships. Like, Twitter is like the epitome of parasocial relationship. That live stream, people are way too invested into people, bro. Like, it's cool to have like a favorite celebrity or whatever, or somebody that you like a lot, but they do not know you. You do not know them for real. Like, they could be doing things behind the scenes that we don't know. You can just like them for what they do, what they produce to the world, and call it a day. Everything else, bro, you do not know that person in real life. So stop defending them, putting up the white knight, the shields and all, the swords. Put it down, bro. They do not know you. Now, there's some times where it's justified because some people are just hating on them. And okay, if you want us to be like, bro, they're just not like that. Like, I don't know why you're just hating. That's fine. But like, to the point where you like somebody so much and you're going to send death threats to the other person that doesn't like them. Yeah, bro, you've gone too far. You're off the deep end, bro. Like, it's not that serious at the end of the day. Hey, man, what do I know? I'm just me. And I have my head on straight, for real. I don't know. Should I transition to dating? We do have the unpopular relationship opinions. Did I say that? Ah, okay, yep. I do have it. It's gonna be a quick little transition, hopefully. Boom. 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 Should be able to see that. Unpopular relationship opinions that will get you in this position. For those who are not watching on YouTube, it's that guy from Tangled, the prince. Is he a prince? I honestly never really watched Tangled. I just know the guy. It's the guy that saves Rapunzel, and he has a bunch of swords around him, and he's smiling. Basically, KD's profile picture. If you don't know, so yeah, I was just gonna read from the quotes and see how basic the opinions are. Oh, right off the bat, cheating is not normal. You can't love someone and cheat on them. No shit, my guy. Like, come on. Unpopular relationship opinion. Not popular. Twitter never gets this right, man. Relationships are for two people, are for people who have their life together. You have no business dating if you're fighting demons and losing. Okay. That's a little bit unpopular. That's kind of popular, though. It's kind of still a popular opinion, but it's a little bit unpopular. Because, like, I feel like you could still be in a relationship if you both know, okay, well, fighting demons is crazy. I'm not going to lie. Fighting demons is crazy. I won't lie. I feel like you still be in a relationship. I think you just got to, like, have that communication aspect. I feel like communication is number one. So, I feel like if you have that aspect of communication, and like, you are letting know, like, yo, I'm still healing, stuff like that. I don't know about fighting demons. I might have to agree. Fighting demons is crazy. But if you're like healing, you know, just, you know, going through a rough time, Like, you just need to heal, and just like, I feel like a relationship can heal you through that trauma. So like, along that person's also willing to help you heal and be there for you while you heal, I would say do that. But yeah, not fighting demons. Fighting demons is wild. A lot of y'all aren't even in love. You just can't be alone for one fucking year. I guess. I mean, I've been alone for like 2 years now. I mean, it's not about me. This is not about me. I guess. But I still say that's kind of a popular opinion, because I feel like a lot of people say that nowadays. Like, oh, you can't be alone. Oh, you got to be alone. Like, bro, live your life. Who cares? People ain't as replaceable as the internet wants you to believe. Again, popular opinion. Like, we've heard this before. You should actually be scared of the niggas that want to cuff you too soon. That boy don't know you like that, and you don't know him. Again, a popular opinion. I still feel like that's a popular opinion. Bro, unpopular relationship opinions. Can we get to the spicy stuff? Like, what are we talking about? Your chick gotta know you can get woman and you will leave her ass, or she'll do whatever the fuck she wants. Ooh, okay. Okay. That is an unpopular opinion, actually. That's actually a very unpopular opinion. Is it, though? Your chick gotta know that you can get woman, or she, or you will leave her, and you will leave her ass, or she'll do whatever she wants. I don't know if it's unpopular, but I don't know if it's like a popular opinion either. I don't know. I feel like, honestly, you gotta have a woman. I gotta ask a woman on that. Honestly, as a man, I can't speak on that. That might be true. I mean, Unk tweeted it. His name is literally Unk on the thing. I'm not even saying like Unk, like he's actually Unk for real. But I don't know. Yeah, I gotta ask a woman on that. We'll do a couple more. Bragging about everything you won't do for your hypothetical partner is the very reason you don't have a real partner. I agree, 100%. Please. If you're saying you're not gonna cook for your partner, if you're saying you're not gonna do this for your partner, if you're saying all this stuff, like especially the cooking. Bro, cooking is a basic necessity skill. I'm not saying I don't have to cook. Look, I'm a cook. Now, am I a good cook? That's up for debate. I'm still, you know, working my way around the kitchen for real. But I'll cook. I have no problem cooking for myself. I have no problem cooking for my significant other. And when we have children, I have no problem cooking for my children. My mom cooked. My dad can cook. Like, my mom cooked more. I won't lie. She did cook. She cooks a lot more. My dad can cook. Like, if he wants to make food, he will make food. He will literally get in that kitchen and make food. Like, he has no problem cooking. My mom just does most of the cooking. If I will be in the household, if you want me to do cooking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you want to do the cooking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's fine. I have no problem. Bro, I am trying to survive. Cooking is part of surviving. So if you don't know how to cook, fam, like, are you really an adult for real? I'm just asking. But like, saying you won't do that for your partner, I don't think you want a partner for real. I'm being honest. Like, it's really the reason why you don't have a partner. I swear it's the reason. It's like, if you're saying you don't want to pay for a date for your partner, man or woman, I don't even care. Yeah, you don't deserve that partner for real. Like, you don't at all. Yeah, like, even the whole 50-50 debate on like dates, obviously I'll say like the first like three dates a man should probably pay for, but like once we like locked in, I mean, I've been in a relationship where, I mean, I paid for a date, she paid for a date, or we just split the bill. Like, bro, it's not that serious. Like, some of these conversations on the internet, they're not that serious, dog. It's not. Like, bro, who cares about who pays for what? Do you like each other? Do you like having fun? Bro, then just go out, have fun. Like, who cares who pays for what, for real? I mean, look, like I said, I'm a guy, so I'm a pay for stuff. Like, I'm always pull out my wallet if something needs to be paid for. But, like, as a girl, As a woman, you can pay for stuff too. It's not that bad. For a lot of women, it's not that bad, bro. Like, yeah, I feel like there are some girls that feel like we are asking you to pay for like everything. We're not asking you to pay for everything. But like, if you're making money, I'm making money, we dating. I don't see why it's a bad thing that you can't pay for a movie. I'm being honest. Why? You could pay for the movie. I could pay for the popcorn. I've done that before. Like, it's not that bad. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'll do two more. Y'all can't keep walking into a relationship wanting people to prove themselves to you just because you got hurt in the past. We've all been hurt, betrayed, lied to, cheated on, etc. It doesn't mean you get the right to make people jump through hoops to be treated right and respected. Y'all can't keep walking away from it. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I agree to this. I actually do agree with this. This is also, I feel like it's a popular opinion because there are some people out there, girls and guys, that like will make you do the most just to be with them. Like, look, ladies, man, I am being myself. I'm not jumping through hoops. If you don't feel like I could be with you, fam, let me go. Let me walk, please. Do it for me. Let me walk. If you want me to go through hell and back just to go on a date with you, let me walk, please. Please. I have no energy. I have no time, no patience for it. Because you only live one life, bro. And I am not wasting no time on this earth trying to jump through hoops to impress another woman. I'm not. Unless it's my girlfriend or my wife, no, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Not for some random girl. So I 100% agree with that. If you have to make a relationship work, it's a waste of time. Healthy relationships are meant to feel effortless. Yeah, there will be conflicts, but conflicts get cleared up instantly because in healthy relationships, love is bigger than pride and they stand on a strong core. Show more. Strong core values. Unions that are meant to be are not forced. They are already aligned. I 100% agree with this. Hey, some things just don't work out. Sometimes, hey, I mean, I feel like I'll say for this, just because it doesn't work out now, doesn't mean it can't work out later. But in that moment in time, fam, if you, like I said, the last thing, if you got to go through hoops just to make it work or impress somebody or do all this blah, 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 nah, bro, you're just wasting your time. You actually are wasting your time. Like, I've been in those situations where, you know, I try to make it work. And the signs were there. Like, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Like, I'm trying to force it at this point to work, and it's just not working. So I just don't want to be a part of it. Like, it's no hard feelings towards those people, but like, you know, like, it just didn't work out for me. It didn't work out for us, basically. And at some point, maybe it might work out in the future. Like, you know, you get a little bit older, get mature, you know, you got different situations now. Shit lines up. Works out. But right now, at this moment, at that moment in time, it just didn't work. So yeah, I 100% agree with this. 100%. Wow, that was some good, honestly, that wasn't that good unpopular opinions. There were good opinions though. Like, I think that was good good stuff, in my opinion. Last topic. Let's go with the last topic today. So I was going to talk about Drake and his album For All the Dogs, you know, but he didn't drop it Friday. He did not drop it. So I did want to talk about Quavo a little bit and his album Rocket Power, the tribute to Takeoff. Did I have an episode on Takeoff? I feel like I did. If I didn't, damn, RIP Takeoff, man. It still hurts. It stings. It stings a lot. Because, like, to me, Now, if this is an unpopular opinion, I think the Migos are the greatest hip-hop group of all time. Like, I don't think it's close for a lot of people. Like, I know people might bring up Wu-Tang Clan. Some people might bring up NWA. Some people might bring up Outkast. Not like the Migos, bro. The only people that could literally have the argument is Wu-Tang Clan. After that, nah. Hey, everybody else, no. No. Because most hip-hop groups don't last that long. The only groups that have lasted that long were the Migos and the Wu-Tang Clan. I can't name another group. Like, somebody probably going to bring up Dipset as better than the Migos. They're not better than the Migos. I'm sorry. I love Cameron. I love Juelz. And I love Jim Jones. They are not better than the Migos. The Migos are way better than those guys. Yes, way better. Way, way better. Way, way better. Bro, you cannot go... Bro... The Migos are different, bro. I don't even want to get into it. If we want to talk about next episode, I know Offset's dropping an album. Maybe when Offset drops the album, we could talk about it. But right now, let's talk about Quavo. Like I said, I listened to Rocket Power. I feel like it was a great tribute to Takeoff. My only disappointment is Offset not being on the album. But I do remember that they were beefing while he was making this album. And I feel like they just made up not too long ago, if I'm not mistaken. And it's sad that they made up after Takeoff died. And then they did the BET tribute. Oh my God, bro. Man. Bro, RIP Takeoff, bro. Like, I actually miss Takeoff. Takeoff was my favorite rapper in the Migos. That's hard to believe because I know, like, a lot of people say that. But yeah, nah, Takeoff. Like, at first it was Quavo. Like, my favorite member. And then Takeoff dropped his solo album. And I was like, yo. When they announced that they're going to drop their solo albums, I was like, yo, Takeoff's album is about to be the best album. It was, in my opinion. I mean, Offset was cool. Offset was pretty cool. Quavo definitely had the worst. But it wasn't, like, Quavo's wasn't even that bad either. Like, it was pretty good. It was just, yo. Takeoff just had the best one. Takeoff was fire, bro. And, like, from then on, I was just like, yo, Takeoff, that guy, bro. Takeoff is the reason that they're here. And they said it before, too. Takeoff is the reason why the Migos were together. And he said in greatness, he gone, we gone. We ain't coming back. And just hearing that, it's like, damn, the greatest hip-hop group of all time. It's no longer. It's just no longer. I mean, if, God forbid, if it was Quavo or Offset that was gone, I'll still say the same thing. Like, damn, like, if one of them is gone, they can't come back. They literally can't come back. You cannot replace any of those members, bro. And that's what makes the Migos so special to me. Because, like, it's a group where you can't just add another member into it. You know what I mean? And they all work so well together in a song. It's like, man. Yeah, but, like, I'm happy for Quavo. I hope he really, like, I know he said, like, recently, like, he still hasn't healed from that situation. But, like, bro, that situation literally happened in front of him. And Takeoff is his nephew. So, like, he literally watched his nephew die. So, I couldn't even imagine how he recovers from that. I just hope he recovers. Hope him and Offset are really good now that everything's cleared. I know Offset said that he's not, like, they're not related. I thought Offset was related to Quavo this whole time, bro. I thought they were like cousins or something, like first cousins. But besides the point, like I said, Rocket Power was great. I just wish Offset was on it. And Offset is releasing his album in October, and Quavo's not on it, so it's disappointing. I just hope they had, I wish they had like one last album together. Like, Culture 3 was cool. Culture 3 was actually pretty good. I think it's better than Culture 2, low key. I feel like it had like a little bit more of a vibe and a sense of direction than Culture 2. I may be wrong. I might have to go listen back to Culture 2. But like, Culture 3 was cool. I just feel like we needed that one last Migos album. Like that one last one before like everything just happened the way it happened. That one last Migos album where it's just straight trap turn up, bro. Yeah, that would have been nice. But yeah, RIP, bro. Yeah, like I said, we can't talk about Drake. Hopefully he drops Friday so I can talk about it next Sunday. But, who else is dropping? Rod Wave. Now, this might be another clip, right? Rahway dropping September 15th, 2023. Where the fuck is Rahway? I'll be gone till November. Come on, bro. Y'all gotta stop playing with Rod Wave. I'm telling you right now. I said on TikTok before, right? All right. I'm posting this on TikTok too. I said it before. I'll say it again. I said it for Travis. I said, if you are dropping, Travis announced his date when he was dropping. If you are dropping on that day, push back your album. Push it back. We don't want to hear whatever else you gotta drop. We don't want to hear it. Drop, if anything, drop a single. Do not drop an album the same day as Travis. You will lose. If you care about your streaming numbers, you will lose. I promise you. You will lose badly. It's the same thing for Rod Wave, fam. Unless you're Drake, Kanye, Jay-Z, Kendrick, J. Cole, those type of guys. Travis, those type of guys. Hey, you could drop. You could drop. But if you're not on a Rod Wave level, because to me, Rod Wave is like right under those guys. He's literally right under those. Y'all got to stop playing with Rod Wave. Rod Wave is him. Rod Wave got hits on top of hits, bro. Hits on top of hits. I might have to list them out. I ain't gonna lie. But if you are not on Rod Wave level, don't drop. Push it back. Push your album back. Honestly, like I said, drop a single. Don't drop an album. Do not drop an album. Do not drop an album. I repeat again, do not drop an album. You will fail. Your streaming numbers will not be that high at all. Bro, I don't know if you listen to, like, Rod Wave just dropped a single, what was it, last Friday? Last Friday or this past Friday? Call your friends. Bro, call me. Call me if you think about me. Call me, bro. He's talking about real life stuff. There was a video where a mental health therapist was like reacting to that song, Call Your Friends, and he literally sat there and he was like, "Yo, Rod Wave is literally like the only rap artist out here that's literally like speaking about real life experiences." He was like, "I literally want to sit down and talk to him and literally like talk to him about like what he goes through in life, because like he's really talking the real life stuff, bro." Bro, call your friends, fight the feeling, bro. Now you in the middle of a club, try not to cry, to lose. Come on, bro. Come, that's real. By your side, Poison, and I don't want no more love. I feel it's poison. Dark clouds, it's so many dark days, dark clouds, popular loner, fuck the world, I already said poison, Cuban links, I'ma die in these Cuban links, come on, bro, obviously Street Runner, Hard on Ice, that's like the basic, you just got into Rod Wave, fam, you just got into the Heart for Sale, Hard on Ice, Letter from Houston. Oh my God. You ever listen to Letter from Houston? Letter from Houston, bro. If you're living in Houston right now, turn on Letter from Houston. Tell me you won't put on Letter from Houston. Letter from Houston is like a real life song, bro. That is real. That is a real authentic song. Alone, Never Get Over. Never get over me. I'll bet you'll never. Bro, that's real. Forever. Forever, forever and ever and ever. Everything, we could have had everything, yeah. Tombstone, you got richer. I'm richer than I ever been. Come on, bro. Stop playing with Mr. Rod Wave. You got Pieces, My Heart's Still Bleeding, Hearts Don't Break Even. Come on. I gave you your heart back. You gave me mine back in pieces. Come on, man. Stop playing with Rod Wave, bro. Stop playing with Rod Wave. So I'm telling you, when that man drop, do not disturb. Do not disturb me. I will be up for that midnight release, bro. Bro, Time Kills, Lovebirds. Man, y'all play with Rod Wave too much. Y'all actually play with Rod Wave, bro. But yeah, those are some hits from Rod Wave. I named you a whole catalog. That was like three albums right there. Shooting Star, come on, bro. Keep Going, Bro, I've been bumping Keep Going lately, bro, because I've been down bad. Keep Going has a little, the song Keep Going that literally helped me keep going, bro. That song is fire. Fire. The greatest. Green light. Green light. Pistol in the party. It don't seem right. Come on, bro. Stop playing with Rod Wave, bro. Stop playing. I'm sorry. Like, when I talk about Rod Wave, like, and the funny part is, I literally got into Rod Wave like 2 years ago. No bullshit. I literally got into Rod Wave like 2 years ago. So I'm technically a new fan. I'm not going to lie to you. But, like, I've been in his catalog, bro. He got hits. And like I said, go listen to Rod Wave and you'll see why I'm such a big fan. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, man. So that's dropping on the 15th. I can't wait. I'm excited. I ain't gonna lie, those are all my topics. And we got to 50 minutes. Damn. I honestly, I thought I'd only get to 30. No bullshit. I didn't think I would get to 50 minutes. I didn't think I had the energy today. I literally came back from New Jersey about 3-4 hours ago. Tired as hell. I'm here. Doing a podcast. Because, like I said, I'm consistent now. I'm going to be consistent. This will be on my YouTube channel. I'm going to post this on my YouTube channel. Of course, the episode will be up. Monday morning. Monday morning, as always, like 6 a.m. type beat. And hey, man, you know, hope y'all, you know, have a good week. Hope your mental is right, you know, nice and ready. Hope you're drinking your water. It's hot out here. Like, it's like 90 degrees out here. I ain't gonna lie. Hope you get some sleep. I hope, you know, you just feel good, man. Just have a good week. Oh, it's my birthday on Wednesday, too. Yeah, happy birthday to me. I'm turning 26. Damn, 26. Really not adult for real. That's crazy. 26, bro. 26 on Wednesday. Oh, before I go, I'm gonna let you know right now. August for sure has the best month full of birthdays. I mean, we have Obama, we have Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jackson, me, of course. Like, legends. But in terms of zodiac signs, I don't even believe in zodiac signs for real. But, like, you cannot touch Virgos, fam. I'm sorry. I don't care what zodiac sign you are. You can bring up whoever you want, fam. In the same week of me being born, mind you, fun fact, I was actually supposed to be born September 4th. And guess who September 4th birthday is? Beyonce. Yeah. All right. Like, come on, right? Virgo season, right? So, boom. You start Virgo season off with Kobe. Then boom, you got someone's birthday just passed. Some famous person's birthday just passed. Boom, right? Rod Wave birthday is today as I'm recording this. Legend, of course, right? Boom, 2 days from now, Michael Jackson. The next day is me. A couple days later, Beyonce. A couple days after that, I don't know, but like in that week line, bro, Kobe, Michael Jackson, Rod Wave, me, Beyonce. Come on, bro. Like, first of all, you can take out me. I know some people don't like Kobe. Kobe, my favorite player of all time. But, like, some people don't like Kobe. So, you can even take out Kobe. Who in your zodiac sign is beating Michael Jackson and Beyonce? I want to know. I want to know that Uno reverse card. I want to know that +4 for real. No one in your zodiac sign beats Michael Jackson and Beyonce. Literally the king and queen of pop, bro. You don't beat that. Michael Jackson's like the most famous celebrity of all time. How do you beat that? You can't. You can't. You literally, the only person that beats it is Jesus. If you don't have Jesus in your zodiac sign, you lost. That's it. Like, you can't debate me about your zodiac sign being better. Michael Jackson, Beyonce. I have the better Jackson and have the best of Destiny's Child. But, you know, that's just me, though. Hey, man, like I said, birthday Wednesday. Happy birthday to me. Yeah. This has been a great episode. I feel like it's been a good episode. Recording next time, hopefully, I can live stream. Because I don't know what's wrong with my live streaming. And, yeah, I hope y'all are good. Hope y'all stay good. And we are back consistently doing the podcast. So, love y'all, appreciate y'all, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.